Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Something called the happiness index. Yeah. And South Africa generally fares well. Like, we are in the top third of all countries in the world.
See, happy.
Yeah, in fact, top quarter, actually, of all countries in the world when it comes to happiness. You even notice it in things like whenever something happens in the country and we react to it, we always react with humor.
Of course.
Last week, we spoke about the guy who was drilling a borehole, went too deep, hit the Gautrain. The Gautrain yesterday released a statement, and their statements in itself was humorous. Do you see?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Why is it that we can't take anything seriously?
Because, guys, life is serious enough as it is. Waking up every day and having to deal with life challenges is so serious that when you get an opportunity to just laugh about it, laugh, Joe. No one's coming out alive from this thing called life.
I remember while I was gone, I saw a video of a praise singer in Parliament. And the praise singer refers to the president as cupcake. Live, direct, to his face.
Yes.
Yini.
Alala wena cupcake. I love it because they always say in the midst of disaster,
yeah,
if you don't cry, it's better to laugh. So I think South Africans have taken the whole laughing about things to a bit of an extreme, but it's helped us cope because then you realize that everyone's dealing in this country from an economical point of view, from socioeconomic point of view. Every way you look at it, we are all dealing.
So is it ever an inappropriate time to make a joke?
Yes.
When?
When someone's being very serious in the middle of an apology.
Guys, if we make jokes at a funeral.
Yeah, that's a funeral.
What's an apology?
No, in the middle of an apology when someone is really, really upset, you can't be laughing with some joke.
I saw that statement, and as a transport journal,
yeah,
it was the headline was funny already. Oh no, oopsie, we drilled too deep.
Yeah.
But then it came to me that it's actually not funny. I'm going to be the boring person here. For the commuter, I thought people are facing like actual challenges here, and now you're busy telling us, oh no, you drilled too deep.
Did you find it to be insensitive?
I see what they're trying to do, make light of the situation, but give us an update. I mean,
they are giving you an update.
They're telling us they drilled too deep.
They're saying that they're going to give you more buses. And that gives you an opportunity to see a scenic route of Johannesburg for a change, as opposed to going in the tunnel and not really seeing anything because you're going at 160 k's per hour. But they're also saying that, you know, but then they go on to say, we'd rather have a slight delay than a surprise encounter with a subterranean spring or a very confused mole. I thought, yes.
No. I wasn't taken by that.
I love it.
No, I see they tried with the humor, but still, let's not ignore the challenges that the commuter is facing who wants to be on that Gautrain. But I see you
but
guys.
But they're giving you a bus, though. A it's not like they're leaving you stranded.
I want the train either way at the end of the day.
But the train is dangerous right now.
Yeah,
but
hold on. Even train aside, right? There's been instances where, you know, like those social media accounts.
Yeah.
They'll try and make light of a situation like Nando's used to do it well back in the day.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I think now people are just sick and tired of it.
You think so? Oh, like Nando's head. What is it?
The head one about the vets. Yes. Just last week. You were like, bro, Nina J, can you stop costing chicken 300 rand? Just stop there. Why is the chicken costing 300 rand?
Because it's Nando's.
And so, yeah, then people are unhappy. I don't know, man. Can you go too far with humor?
Yes.
Is there such a thing where you feel like this humor is now inappropriate? Give us a shout. I've seen people crack jokes at funerals and it lands.
Yeah.
The only bad time for humor is when it doesn't land.
For instance, I think if Enoch Godongwana were to come whenever he comes in March and says to us, hey, by the way, I'm increasing VAT, and then he makes a joke about it, that would be highly inappropriate.
But if we were to say, is this mic on?
Our sense of humor is really next level, and it's something that I love so much about this country. But at the end of the day, when something is done, it's done. Once the milk is spilt and you need to wipe it off, how you decide to do it and what your attitude will be about it is totally up to you. So I love how people are always able to find the humorous side of something, and even if it's not funny, just to create some type of humor out of it.
Sometimes I think humor can be very, very, very useful to break the monotony of anything. Even if people, I've seen people laugh and literally just start laughing, even though they've been in tears. And I think that's a good feeling.
Imagine not being South African. I think this is what distinguishes us from the rest of the world, is because we find humor in everything. I think even with this whole thing of Donald Trump saying that he's going to accept refugees, on TikTok it was a playground of like people making a mockery of the situation, saying that Donald Trump is fighting for white people in South Africa, that time South Africans are busy. White South Africans are busy jamming in South Africa saying, I see you now, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, all the videos on TikTok were hilarious because we find humans to be like, we will laugh it out because laugh is too difficult to take it seriously.
100%. I also agree. I love laughing generally. I laugh at anything.
Good morning, and thank you for the laugh. Guys, Lalela and Mpo, this goes out to you. Speaking of Enoch, yeah, I'm sure if Enoch would come and put in some humor, he's like, I remember Gigabytes, Melusi Gigaba, when he was Minister of Finance, there was a point where, I don't remember what was going on, but there was a point where everything was just going up. And in his budget speech, he then went on to say, but we don't have to worry. I see something about we don't have to worry because we're going to be all right. And we all laughed about it. So if Enoch is also to grab Nale 2% or even more, we'll find humor in that.
It's funny that you bring that up because that was a very speech where Malusi Gigaba raised VAT by 1 percentage point.
We're going to be all right.
And they told us that they were going to do it temporarily. And then it was going to go back to 14. It's funny that you guys now remember him as quoting it as saying, we're going to be right. Because he got it wrong. He didn't know the song. So what he actually said was, we're going to be right. We're going to be right. They were like, no, bro. That's not even how it goes.
Morning, this is the world. Sam Shivale, Yegwatema. Now, I was saying, I'm going to come through where I eat all. What happened? Ahambile. Bese stress asithi yo ikwelethe ezingaka yo ngeke sikhone ngeke siyibhadale. But baze bayenza ne advert ukuthi when we pass through the gum tree, we laugh.
I think it's a coping mechanism at this point because there's nothing you can do. Find the humor in it.
Yeah. One thing that isn't a laughing matter though is business.
I mean, I think if we don't make fun of any serious situation, we truly are not South Africans, because wow, man, we make fun of everything serious. Well, last week in jail with the rain, already there were memes flying, there were videos flying, people now having these inflatable boats going to spaza shops. I mean, really, you know, I love it. I love being South African, guys.
I saw some guys surfing down drain pipes. That's, yeah, hey, South Africans.
Ooh, I see. So we never take anything seriously, eh? Look what happened when it was heavily raining and it looked like flooding Nyana. People were taking Vascoms, getting in and riding them like a boat. So you can imagine, they make a bad situation into a nice humor. So I don't think we take anything serious. As you're saying again, our president, we just call him Cupcake. So, I don't think we'll ever take anything serious, eh? That's us for you.
Imagine that.
You were Gordon Paul saying life is too short, ne? And I also realized I can't deal with something until I make fun of it. If I can't make fun of it, it means I'm not over it. So I think if you look at what Mam Miriam Makeba used to say, it's, we are very happy people. So it's in our DNA as South Africans to just be happy people. And in the midst of all of what was happening, even under apartheid, we'd still sing and dance. And I guess we're just happy people, and we found humor as the cure for sadness.
Kunaleyo comedian uTsitsi, ayi le mina ngiyaqala ukuza umuntu ashama jokes ngama HIV nabo AIDS ku public platform. And even worse, now you know, go show go podcast with yo, I today I'm getting cancelled. Uzbuz with the end of the Amachoku Uzu Uyegu Teganja. Is he shining Amachoku on Kosi Chonsin? Angalung Kosi Chonsin was shown at Tala Marabegu in Twanengane. So I have a Yaban to Abana Malimis. I want to see.
I've never heard this guy. But are his jokes funny? That's a question.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.